as we come now with our prayers for all who need prayer on this day, I invite you to join in with a response. When I say, "Your kingdom come," please respond, "Your will be done." Let's pray. We pray for our world where so often the powerful exploit the weak, a world where money talks and personal integrity is cheap. Open our ears to hear the cries of the poor and our hearts to respond. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray for your church, that we may be faithful witnesses to your love in Jesus, and that the light of your Son would shine brightly in your people. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray for those who are sick, anxious or afraid at this time. Grant them the wholeness they seek and the knowledge of your love in Jesus. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We make these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We turn back to the hymn book now to sing our final hymn. It's number 188 in Singing the Faith. There's a light upon the mountains, and the day is at the spring, when our eyes shall see the beauty and the glory of the King.